Hi, I'm Jerome from Chatamized, and today I'm going to talk about the future of chatbots together with Soma. He's the CEO and co-founder of Recard. He first started as a marketer, and now he is the CEO and co-founder. He started Recard. Soma, could you introduce yourself to my audience?
Hey, Jerome. Thanks for having me on this podcast. I'm thrilled to be here. Yes, as you mentioned, I was an e-commerce marketer since 2012, and I ran many different e-commerce businesses, mostly in Middle Europe. And in 2015, I realized that I have many marketing automations running in my e-commerce engines that are making me a lot of money. And I was thinking about what could be the next step in my career and what could be the next step in my businesses. And I decided to make these marketing automation tools available for all e-commerce merchants. All e-commerce merchants back in 2015, abandoned cart reminders were not a very general thing to use. And tools that were available to solve this problem were either really expensive or really dumb. So I decided to build my own tools. So Recard started as a side project next to my e-commerce businesses back in 2015. And we were sending cart abandonment emails to people who abandoned their carts automatically. We were starting, we realized that building a software as a service is not that easy as we expected. So instead of launching it in 2015 October, we actually publicly launched it in early 2016. And we started gaining some traction. And Recard was pretty effective sending cart abandonment emails, because all of the tools out there that were available for Shopify, they were only doing checkout abandonment emails. So effectively, customers had to reach the checkout before these emails could fire off. But yeah, with Recard, you could send actual cart abandonment emails. So we could capture email addresses on the product page with pop-ups or forms or anything. And as soon as they add something to cart, we would fire these emails. And back in 2017, we had an interesting project, a discovery project. We saw that Messenger just opened up their platform a few months ago.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, hey, is it possible to build an automation for abandoned cart recovery on Facebook Messenger as a channel? So we spent a week during a hackathon with our entire team, and we launched a public Messenger cart abandonment recovery feature 2 weeks later. That was the very first e-commerce marketing automation on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
And it became very popular in a very short period of time. And that's how Recard became the number one Messenger marketing platform for e-commerce. And since then, we had more than 130,000 Shopify installs on the Shopify App Store. We have more than 5,500 positive reviews from merchants. And since then, we sunsetted the email and push notification feature of ours. And we are highly focused on chat marketing features and primarily on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. And so you first started with just sending out abandoned cart emails, and then when Facebook opened their platform for chatbots and all that kind of stuff, you switched to Facebook Messenger.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, awesome. I didn't know about the email part. And are you now also doing emails also, but or only focusing on Facebook Messenger?
We are only focusing on Facebook Messenger right now.
Okay. And to get your product a little bit better, it's not only possible to do abandoned cards, right? It's you can do more with Recard.
Yeah, absolutely. So abandoned card recovery is only 15% of the product today. So in 2017, when we saw the success of abandoned cart reminders, we started adding new use cases and new automations like receipt, shipping notifications, delivery notifications. And now, in the past 8 to 10 months, when you know Facebook tried to figure out what is their next thing, what are their policies are, and how they think about Messenger as a platform. And now it looks like they figured it out and steps towards, you know, advertising and inbound use cases. And now we were highly focused on those parts and, you know, try to enable different advertising Messenger ad use cases for merchants that they can generate and facilitate a conversation that starts from an Instagram ad, but ends in a purchase inside Messenger, inside of WebView. So these are the parts, all the use cases we've been focusing on, and re-engagement as well. So e-commerce thrives on re-engagement. Merchants love to send promotions to their customers.
Yeah.
Messenger is probably even more effective than it's supposed to be. with, you know, 90% open rates. So it's kind of very easy to put off your audience because you can annoy people very easily on this platform. So one of the roadblocks for us is teach merchants how not to implement what they use email on the email, because they say like, okay, we send 3 promotions a week and that's going to be fine. It's not going to be fine. It's very similar to text. The open rates and the engagement rates are super high. So you have to take a different approach on what and when to send. That's a long answer to a short question, but we have numerous amounts of use cases for e-commerce. But one thing is constant for us. We focus on e-commerce and e-commerce only, so we don't serve any other verticals. I think that's why Recart is the best tool for e-commerce merchants and Shopify merchants, primarily. We don't have to serve any other verticals like, you know, appointment scheduling or other agencies or any other verticals out there, just e-commerce. So we do e-commerce and we try to be the best at it.
And with relation to the abandoned cart emails, what is the, because I also made some web shops and we did the abandoned cart emails. We did not the chatbots because back then I wasn't into that. And what is the open rate of an abandoned cart email versus an abandoned cart message in Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, it's really hard to talk about averages. Because it varies through different situations and scenarios. So two very similar stores can have two very different open rates on email abandonment cart recovery. I think it's fair to say that anything below 20% in terms of email abandonment cart open rates we consider that a weak result. And the strong results are around, you know, 30 to 40%.
Yeah.
So you have abandoned cart emails set up properly and you don't have issues with deliverability and your email is relevant and it is timely, I think you should be able to achieve something around 30%. And with Messenger, it's timely abandoned cart messages are usually above 95.
Yeah.
So I think email can be effective here as well. I think where the huge difference is, that's promotions. So if you send a purely promotional email and not in a timely manner, but for example, you subscribe to something that is trying to retarget you like 2 months later, when it comes to email, the open rates will be probably below 10%. Average promotional open rates on email. But with Facebook Messenger, it's still going to be above 85%. That's where the difference is in terms of open rates, of course.
Yeah. And I need to ask this, and for the maybe for some viewers, this becomes a little technical, but Facebook changed their policy. How did this affect Recard in general? Because now it's only possible to send promotions in like the first 24 hours after someone communicates with your chatbot. And after that, you need to pay for it or you need to have one of the four tags. How did it affect Recard and how did you respond to those changes?
Yeah, that's a good question. So for us, the use cases that create most of the value, they are inside a 24-hour window. So one of obviously our most popular use case is abandoned carts.
Yeah.
Abandoned cart messages after the 24-hour window, they are not really effective. They are not as effective as inside a 24-hour. So it's a usual, you know, rule of thumb that sending abandoned cart messages as soon as possible will give you the best results, and that's what we see as well. That's why we invested a lot in our system, that it allows us to figure out if someone abandoned their cart just now and make sure that we send the message as soon as we are confident that they abandoned their cart. So what we see in, you know, people's behavior, they're really strange, and sometimes they just need a little, you know, nudge or a little push towards back to the flow and back to the purchase flow. And I think the sooner you can react, the better results will be. At least that's what we see from our numbers. The other really popular use case we use is welcome flows. So if you ask for a discount on site or from a merchant, you're being taken to Messenger, the Recard bot will give you the discount code. We will take you through a few questions or show you a few products, educate you about the products or the mission or the vision of the brand. And we give you a discount code. We redirect you to the website. We apply the discount code to your cart so you don't have to type it in. And we help you with the purchase like a sales concierge. And when it comes to, you know, when you fall out of this funnel, for example, we can check back with you in 12 hours saying, hey, we saw that you haven't added anything to cart. Is there anything we can help you with? Do you have any questions or do you want to see our best selling products?
Yeah.
It's really, really powerful with Recard, and many of the merchants see huge success with it. And they're all in 24-hour window. And also the experience that starts from Facebook and Instagram ads, and merchants give some kind of exclusive content to the customer. And in exchange, they ask for email addresses or phone numbers. In Messenger, it's super easy to capture emails or phone numbers. Messenger is able to pre-populate their contact data, and all they have to do is just tap on them.
Yeah.
And they Recard, and Recard sends it to your ESP, your Klaviyo or MailChimp or whatever you use. So it is being synced real time, and it's not just generating you a lot of revenue, but it's also the cheapest way for lead capturing. So we saw that lead capturing through Messenger flows are much, much less expensive like than capturing contact data on site or using the default Facebook lead capturing form. So I think, yes, we changed a lot, but ultimately most of the use cases are around 24 or inside the 24-hour window. For re-engagement part, we basically closed the broadcasting or instant campaign feature we had, and we introduced the sponsor message feature so merchants can use Recard to send out sponsor messages and also use the flows with sponsor messages. So I think that became paid.
Yeah.
And it still has a reasonable price, and we see the appetite from merchants to use it. So I think that's great. But other use cases, we either use the tags because it's a received, it's a shipping.
Yeah. The post-purchase.
Yeah. We just pay attention that we don't allow them to send promotional messages with more than 24-hour delays.
Yeah. And relative to the abandoned carts, if someone doesn't go from Facebook Messenger to your website or to the web shop, then it's not possible to send them an abandoned cart in Messenger, right? So if they're just coming straight to the website, never engage with your chatbot in any way, then you cannot send them the abandoned cart message.
Yeah, so the way how it works is there are, so Recart offers many entry points. So one of our competitive strengths is our entry points. We give pop-ups, integrations, m.me links that merchants use to opt in their customers through their existing pop-ups. So for example, most of the merchants use at least one pop-up, one yeah. promotion pop-up they use. It can be exit intent, welcome, whatever it is. We can integrate that pop-up into that pop-up and capture both email and Messenger subscriptions. So we use those tools to opt people into the Messenger list of the merchants. But of course, they can subscribe through Facebook, Instagram ads, go to Messenger, and go to the website later. But yes, you are correct. If they do not have an open conversation, we are unable to retarget them. But that's the point, that we are opting them into those lists.
Yeah.
And retarget them after they opted in.
Yeah. So basically, if someone didn't engage with Facebook, with your chatbot on Facebook Messenger, you could also use like your I don't know, MailChimp to send the abandoned cart email. And when they did engage with Recart, you can use Recart to send the abandoned cart message.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. It's like a more like omni-channel experience. I like that. What do you think is coming in 2020, and how do you think chatbots will develop in 2020, or maybe in the coming 5 years or 10 years? It's, I don't know how you see it.
Yeah, I think we are in the consolidation process. The Wild West of chatbots is definitely over, and only profitable, meaningful use cases will stay in the game.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the primary objectives of Messenger when they were executing this kind of changes they did. So the fact that broadcasting became practically paid, and it became a one-to-many advertising tool instead of a one-to-one personalized communication. I think Messenger is a lot more like an advertising tool than a personalized messaging tool.
Yeah.
And I think the Messenger team and Facebook entirely wanted to be that way. So I think what 2020 holds for us, I think many new use cases will come out of the dark. And instead of thinking, you know, the market thought about Messenger like cool new form of email.
Yeah.
And hey, the same way we collect subscriptions and we send messages to those people, and everything is better. The open rates are 10 times higher, and everything is just much, much better. But I think what we really saw on the market, that, you know, hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs tried Chatfuel, Mobile Monkey, or ManyChat out there, regardless of the vertical, and not many of them stayed. So no. I think all of the chatbot platforms have, you know, serious churn problems, and these users did not really find, you know, the sustainable way of getting value out of their chatbots. I think that will change this year. And as, you know, Messenger, we started broadcasting this new picture of Messenger, I think marketers will also start to rethink how Messenger works and what Messenger is. And I think it will change a lot in terms of use cases. So businesses will come in and think about Messenger as not the next new email tool, but an extension of their advertising toolkit.
Yeah.
So they will say, okay, I will invest like 10% of my advertising budget into Messenger ads, and I will direct traffic from Instagram to Messenger, and I will subscribe people. But at the same time, they will understand that these are not real subscriptions, and you know, subscriptions will work very similarly how audiences work on Facebook. So if you want to, you know, retarget them, you have to create an ad that is called sponsor messages. If you want to, you know, if you want to put yourself into their inbox, you have to pay for it, and the delivery is not guaranteed. And, you know, most of the businesses who use chatbots, they are freaking out about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, those changes suck. Yeah, of course they suck. But eventually, if you have a ROI positive use case of communicating with your consumers via Messenger, you're going to use those tools because that will drive your revenue. And sponsor messages are relatively cheap. And yeah, so I think that the biggest change is like understanding these changes from the market perspective. I think the Messenger team has a great understanding of how and why they wanted to do this, and why they realized that, okay, our number one priority is the user experience. And if anything hurts the user experience, we're going to kill that feature. And if broadcasts has a high spam rate, which it had, we're going to just kill it. We don't care about, you know, anything else. The first thing for us is to protect the end user experience. And if they feel bad about those messages you're sending, we're going to change the platform.
Yeah.
I think the messages give them, you know, this kind of power of control, because, you know, next week they can announce that, you know, right now you can only send one message a day. It looks like that it's a fine line, but maybe it's going to be too much. So they're going to announce that you can send one or an end user can receive one sponsored messages every other day. I don't know. It just gives them much better control over the customer experience they had before.
Yeah, I also think that. And also, I thought Andrew from Chatfuel said it to me, but also like before the new policy, it was possible just for chatbots and for people just to spam everyone. It wasn't really a policy that was keeping them back. And that leads to a really bad user experience on Messenger, eventually leading that people will just don't use Messenger anymore. And that hurts Facebook. So also from the Facebook view, but also from the user experience view, it's really reasonable that they implemented these changes. But what I also I'm seeing in the community is I'm in like 20 different communities. I'm in the Botstar, I'm in the Chatfuel community, my own community, the ManyChat community, is that I see a lot of people who didn't knew that these changes were coming, and now they're freaking out because, hey, what's this? I have like 2,000 subscribers and now I have like 20. So they're just decreasing a lot. So I think maybe on the teaching part of some companies, I think that there can be a lot be done to teach their customers how to make chatbots that deliver great user experience and comply with these policies. But I also notice people that say Facebook Messenger is dead and now they want to go to other channels. How do you think about that? Do you think Facebook Messenger is dead? And how do you think about new channels, maybe Instagram or WhatsApp is coming this year? How do you think about that? And how do you think Recard will respond to these new channels?
Yeah, sure. I think it's kind of a natural swing on the market. So Messenger had to take tough steps towards, you know, protecting user experience. That put off many, many marketers. And now they emphasize, you know, the importance of text, owned marketing, for example. Owned marketing emerged and they say you have to own your own contact data and stuff like that, which does make sense. But and this is funny because if you take a look at back in the history of marketing, we marketers, we go into channels and we ruin it, and we go to the next channel and we ruin that as well. So just think back. If you do direct mailing today, it's going to work.
Yeah.
Because no one does it. But if, you know, when it works, it kind of goes viral, and in like 5 years, everyone is sending direct mail again. And the channel is ruined because you don't open direct mails anymore. Like, and these cycles are restarting over and over again in the course of history. So I think their concerns is partially real. So, and I totally understand them as a business owner that, you know, I had subscribers and now they're gone or partially gone, and I now have to pay for re-engaging them, but the delivery is not guaranteed. So what the hell is going on? It looks like Facebook has complete control over of what I can do with my audience or not.
Yeah.
That is correct. Just like with Facebook ads, the delivery is not guaranteed. If you have an audience, nobody guarantees that, you know, you're going to essentially reach those people with your ads. So I think they took the same approach, and I think it will take time for people to understand this switch. And it's pretty bad that Messenger did not become what many marketers wanted them to become, but I think there's still a lot of potential, and it will take time until people understand how Messenger ads will emerge and how Messenger ads can help them grow their business. As the same way, it took time to, you know, realize how they can make money with Messenger in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's bad. Yeah, it's okay, but it will take time. They will come back. I'm pretty confident about that.
And what do you think about WhatsApp and Instagram? Do you think Facebook will launch integrations for chatbots with them this year? Do you think it will take a little longer? And
I think that Instagram will open up soon, and we are very, very excited about that. That will also bring a ton of new use cases to e-commerce merchants and help them sell more through Instagram as a messaging channel. So I can't wait that to happen. I think they're gonna open it up this year. Hopefully they will announce at F8, which is going to be a remote. WhatsApp, in terms of WhatsApp, I think WhatsApp is a little bit more tricky because of the encryption. So it's not going to be that easy to integrate with businesses. I know that there are, you know, closed beta programs that businesses can use to message people. But ultimately, it looks like that Facebook is trying to monetize WhatsApp unsuccessfully in the past few years. And they are trying to figure out new ways how they can generate revenue from the channel itself. And they haven't figured out yet. And I think it is correlated to the fact that there's still no open platform, you know, for businesses, or there is some kind of functionality for businesses, but those are not the same features that you see with Messenger at all. So what I'm really excited about this year is Instagram. I think it makes a lot of sense to open up a very similar platform than we have compared to what we have in Messenger.
Yeah.
I think the rules are going to be pretty much the same. There should be some changes just because of the nature of the platform. But essentially, I think we're going to gain very exciting and very powerful use cases on Instagram this year. And I hope to see my prediction. And WhatsApp is a little bit different animal in the row. But I think Facebook is is putting all their efforts into, you know, consolidating those three platforms, making them, you know, stand together as close as possible, and make sure essentially they probably want to have a unified API working for all three platforms. That's what I hope to see.
Yeah. And will you also be integrating with Instagram and WhatsApp? Will Ricard do that, do you think?
Absolutely. So as soon as they open up, I think we're going to put serious efforts and invest in that channel for sure. Yeah.
Okay. A bit of predictions, because a few years ago, Business Insider, Oracle, Gartner, they all predicted that around 80% of businesses will use some kind of chatbot automation in their business. Do you think now, we're now in 2020, do you think that's true? Do you think, yes, 80% of businesses use chatbots, or do you think it's more or less, or what's your thought on that?
Yeah, I saw those predictions as well, but I think first of all, we must define what is a chatbot, some kind of chatbot, right? Because Facebook has a default feature called icebreakers, which offers you a question and an answer combination.
Yeah.
And technically speaking, that's a chatbot. So it's available for all Facebook pages by default. So you can say that all Facebook pages have chatbots available.
Yeah.
So if you look that from that perspective, that's true, of course. But it really seems like that the chatbot and the conversational commerce hype from 2016 is like completely over and just dipped. And now like the real use cases are emerging, the real use cases that have real value instead of just, you know, jumping on the hype train and and create a chatbot, create an automation regardless of measuring the real value in it. So I think that, the appetite for chatbots, I think definitely dipped in the past 6 or 10 months. And many of the businesses, they say, yeah, I tried messenger marketing, it didn't work out. Yeah, for sure, because you tried in a way that was not delivering real results. Those measurements, those features they actually implemented were not working for them, they were not delivering revenue for them at all. Or if it did, they weren't able to measure it.
Yeah.
So that's why we are highly focused on e-commerce and the value we actually generate. So merchants are really into revenue, as that's their North Star metric.
Yeah.
It's even big brands, they tend to care more about revenue than user experience. So oftentimes they also, you know, send out a blast regardless of the potential consequences in, you know, spam rates or user experience. So revenue is their North Star metric. That's what they care about. And I think many of the use cases out there did not create enough value for businesses, or simply the tools they've been using were not able to show them where the value is in those use cases. So yeah, I think it's dipped, but I think the productivity will increase essentially, and new use cases will emerge. And the narrative that Facebook Messenger drew out for the market, I think that will grow and become popular again.
And in terms of percentages, Gartner said 80%. How many businesses, in terms of percentages, do use chatbots consistently?
I think not that many of them. 80% is definitely not true in my case. So I can speak about e-commerce. In e-commerce, only a few percentage of the merchants use real chatbot automations. And chatbot is it can be, you know, can be customer support chatbot. It can be a marketing chatbot. It affects different departments of the company. Yeah. You have to have the copy, which comes from the creative and the email team. You have to have the ads, which comes from the paid advertising team. And then everything is connected to customer service, because essentially chatbots are creating conversations. And in many of the cases, the chatbot is not ready, or it is not able to go through and facilitate the entire conversations, because at some point in the conversation, the customer have a question that the bot cannot satisfy or cannot answer. So I think that if you use like any other tools for you know, customer support, like Zendesk or Gorgias or whatever you pick, you go with, they usually have some sort of automations. So if we define chatbot, you know, and we draw the line as, you know, we call it chatbot, even if it's super easy, 80% might be true. Yes. If we think about a more complex solution that drives measurable KPIs, I think it's only a few percent.
Yeah, I agree with that. And how is Recar going to change? You already said that if Instagram and WhatsApp will be coming out, the integrations will come out, then Recar is also going to integrate with them. What other changes will come in the next year, maybe 2 years?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we are working on releasing new use cases based on, you know, in the light of the messenger changes. And we try to get and try to generate as much revenue for merchants as possible. I think there is a huge untapped market here, and the new narrative has not been used much by any of the vendors or any of the merchants out there. So messenger ads are not something that merchants or businesses actively use in their ad accounts, in their advertising stack. I think that will change in the next 12 months for sure. And you will see businesses and you will see brands using messenger experiences a lot more often.
Yeah.
So we're going to support those use cases. We are going to create those use cases. We are going to make them popular, and we're going to help merchants create more and measure the results. On the other end, while there are a ton of questions about messenger or Instagram bots and how they will work, or it looks like that WhatsApp is coming at some point in the future. Yeah. There are still a ton of questions around those, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to act fast on it and make sure that we generate value for the merchants. So I think in the next 12 months, that's also going to be a big thing for Recar, that we have to go in, we have to figure out what's the value, we have to test out the use cases very quickly, and we have to release them in forms of features.
Yeah.
Those are key points.
Okay, awesome. And what do you want to see in 2020 yourself, apart from the features of Recar and apart from the challenge, what do you want to see in 2020? What do you want to see to change?
Yeah, I want to see, specifically in Recar, I want to see a much better education about the product and the market and how it works. I want to see a better market understanding of what messenger marketing is and what the potentials out there are. So that's definitely one of our main goals this year, to make sure that we can educate the merchants. I think if we set expectations well, I think we are going to be able to achieve vital growth this year. I think the main reason behind marketers not being satisfied with messenger marketing is the lack of set expectations. So they were like, we were always advertising that open rates and click rates are 10 times higher than email. And that was the catchphrase for years. And, you know, basically we're saying, hey, this is a 10 times louder megaphone you can speak into in front of your audience. Just come in and start using it. And everything is email, so it's super easy to use, super easy to use. You can come in, collect your subscribers. You can send as many blasts as you want. Just come in and do it. And start, you know, collecting your revenues. And basically that was also a wrong approach. And I think that the Facebook Messenger changes, it has a lot to do with vendors like Recart or ManyChat or ChatFuel out there. I think we have to do a better job at educating the customers and making sure that they use the platform as they supposed to use it. Yeah. It's too late for that because there are all the restrictions in place that they cannot really, you know, cheat anymore. But I think I want to see a lot better education, and I want to see a different kind of but strong excitement around Messenger. And I think that we are going to be able to achieve it in e-commerce in a relatively short period of time. So that's my main wish for 2020, and those are the things that I will focus on.
Okay, then I think we're at the end of chatbot. Do you have something else to say, or some questions for me, or some notes?
So what do you think that 2020 holds for us?
I think at F8, the Facebook event, Facebook will definitely launch the Instagram integration. I'm not sure of WhatsApp, but it's possible because now Facebook already has an API for WhatsApp. You can also already integrate with them, but you need access. You need to be approved. But I think it's possible. I think it's also possible that they do WhatsApp, but because it's, to my opinion, it's much easier to integrate with Instagram for Facebook than with WhatsApp. So I think they will do Instagram 100% and like WhatsApp like 50%. What I think is coming is that a lot of chatbot developers and a lot of marketeers will focus on multiple channels. Now, especially with the new policy, they will go to other channels like email, like SMS. SMS is for me like a really untapped channel, and probably also go to Instagram and WhatsApp when it's possible. And I think that we will see some more advanced applications. Recart is an example of that. Abandoned Carts is already a really advanced application to me. And more like the standard question answering. I think we're going to move away from that in 2020. So those are my two cents.
Yeah, I think our thoughts are really, really similar. So that might increase the probability of actual, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Well, Soma, thank you for coming. For the listener or for the viewer, thank you for listening. Thank you for viewing. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Until next time.